And so this thought all the way through of the trust of God is so important. In fact, the Bible throughout from Genesis all the way to Revelation talks about trusting God. That when you don't know what to do next, God does. He knows the beginning to the end. We only know what's happening right now, but God sees beyond what we can. It reminded me so much as I was just listening to him. It reminded me of years ago when I was taking my pilot's license, and I would go out with this instructor and go up in this small aircraft and go through this instruction. But they kept talking. Some of the other students would speak to me, and they would keep saying to me, "Wait till you get to the part with the hood." And I thought, "The hood? What is the hood?" They said, "You'll get it. You'll understand when you get to the part with the hood." When you get up into a small aircraft, it's amazing that visually you keep the thing balanced with the horizon. There's something automatic inside of us that when we can see the horizon, we keep a momentum and a balance. It just happens. It's an automatic thing. But when you take away sight and you can see the horizon, then it's a different story. When you can see things. And, you know, it just spoke to my heart tonight that in life, when we can see our way, when we can see things are going good, when we can see things for ourselves, we don't really need God. We can just go along and we can make it because we can see. But when storms come into our lives, when things get so cloudy, so murky, when circumstances suddenly change on us and you can't see your way, we thank God that He does. I remember this time when the instructor came and said, "This is the lesson for the hood." And she's got this huge old helmet with this mask down the front. And I said, "Well, what are you going to do with this?" "Well, we take off, and when you're flying, you put on the hood so you can see the horizon." I'm thinking that's pretty dangerous to me. But this is the lesson, folks, that I learned that day when we got up to like 3,000 feet, maybe 4,000 feet, 6,000 feet up in this little plane. And you put the hood on. This was the instruction, that when you can see the horizon, you look at the instruments. It's a lesson to trust the instruments, that when you see the wings on the instrument tilting too far to the right, you turn to the left and you keep looking at the instruments and you trust those instruments. You trust when that indicator says you're going too high, you bring it back down to a level place. When it sees you turning to one side, you turn it back again. And for a whole hour, and again, after that, again, for a whole hour on the second and the third time that I would go up and put the hood on and just fly. What they're teaching you is that you can trust those instruments in front of you so that when you get into a storm or you get into to weather that you can't see the horizon, you can trust those instruments. And God taught me a lesson that day. You see, we've got one of the greatest instruments in life right here. That when you can't see your way, this book is going to guide you through every difficulty. This is the instrument of life, beloved. For God so loved the world, you can trust that. You can trust the fact that God said He loved you. Even when you don't feel like it, you trust the instrument. The instrument tells us God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Folks, when we can't see our way, I trust the instruments. When I don't know what's coming tomorrow or the next day on the job where I live, when I don't know what is happening in this world looks like it's spinning out of control. But there's one person that I know that is not spun out of control, and that is God. Hallelujah. I can trust this instrument that says to me in Romans chapter 10, verses 9, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scriptures tell us, the Bible tells us, says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. In other words, you will not get disappointed. There will be no disappointment for those who put their trust in God. Folks, we are living in a day. We're living in an age where tomorrow is so bleak, we don't know what is going to take place. We don't know what's going to take place in this city. We don't know what's going to happen in your borough. We don't know what's going to happen on your job tomorrow. But I got to tell you tonight, God knows every tomorrow that you are going to face. He knows your tomorrows. And he knows that he can bring you through. You may not be able to trust man. In fact, the Bible says, don't put your confidence in man. But I want to show you today, folks, that there is an instrument of life called the Word of God. And when you put your heart and your trust in Jesus Christ, this book becomes the book of life. It'll steer you. It'll guide you. It'll give you answers. It'll give you hope. It'll put trust into you. You will understand the very heartbeat of God. When someone says, I heard from God, what do they mean? It means simply that as they were reading this book, which is closed to so many who don't know God, it's a closed book. But when you invite Jesus Christ into your life, God begins to speak off these pages, and he begins to give you answers to your problems. He'll put something just into your heart, and he'll tell you through the Word of God, it's going to be okay. It's going to be fine. I'm going to bring you through to the other side. And we learn to trust God through this instrument, and he'll bring us home safely. Tonight, you know you're not a Christian. You don't know what to trust, who to trust. You've heard these testimonies. Tonight, each one of them put their trust in God. I shared with you a little bit tonight about the fact that you don't have to see what's going on outside there, because the all-seeing eye of God already sees your future. And you can put your trust in him. He knows your tomorrows. He wants to give you a hope. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. He says, God says, I don't want to disappoint you. I want to give you a hope and a future. Tonight, how many of you are in this sanctuary and you can say to me, Pastor Neil, I don't know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And if I were to die tonight, I don't know where I would go. The Bible says if you don't know Jesus Christ as Savior and you perish, you do not go into the presence of God. You go into a lost eternity. Tonight, you know that you need to begin trusting God. You are facing difficult times, and you need to trust God for your life. How many would say, that's for me? I want God. Don't put your hand up yet. I want God in my life. I want to trust him for myself. I'm going to ask everybody in this auditorium just to please stand to your feet. Very quietly, just stand and just keep focused on me. And while you're standing and just keeping focused on me, I want to ask you a question tonight. You've never trusted God with your life. You've always been in control. It's because you can see your way. But tonight you realize that you need to put your life in the hands of God. If you need Jesus Christ, I remember 1972, January of 1972. I've shared this many, many times. I didn't want to be in that church service. My wife's sister coerced us to go into that church service. I was a practicing hippie at the time. I didn't want to be there. But I heard a message and testimonies just like tonight. And when the pastor said, "Is there anybody who wants to give their life to Jesus?" I knew I needed Christ. And I saw my hand go up. And everything in my mind was saying, "What are you doing?" But that night, I stepped out of my seat and I came forward to an altar. January 1972. And I put my trust in Jesus Christ. I've been serving Him ever since, beloved. God is a good God. Now tonight, how many are in this auditorium and you want to say, "Pastor, that's me. I need Jesus Christ in my life. And I'm going to unashamedly put my hand straight up." If that's you, put your hand straight up and hold it up right now. Thank you. Put your hand straight up. Thank you. Put your hand straight up. Thank you. In the balcony, put your hand straight up and hold it. That's right, folks. This is the greatest decision that you're making tonight. Thank you. See that other hand? Thank you. These hands are just going straight up because it's about trusting God. You're about to enter into a walk with God where you're going to be able to trust Him to guide you and to give you eternal life. I'm going to ask, you can put your hand down. I'm going to ask all of those right now, please, let's just sing a song. We're going to sing a song. Just start playing on that piano. I'm going to sing a song right now. And for everybody who put their hand up, I want you just to slip out of your seats right now. People, make way for you on either side. Those in the balcony, just slip out of your seats. You make your way down to this front right here, and I'm going to pray with you tonight. Those who put your hands up, just unashamedly now, just step out. Many are coming. We're going to sing a song. You make your way to this altar. And we know that God is going to come into your life tonight. Hallelujah. Your day is going to change, folks. It's a marvelous day. Come right up to the front. Come right up to the front. That's right. In the balcony education annex. You know that you need God. You're sitting there. There's a fight that's going on inside. You want to make that same decision. It's not too late. Step right out. Step right out of your seats right now. In the balcony, there's a fight going on inside of your heart. You know that you need God. I want you to step out of your seat. You come and join these right now in the front. God is going to meet with you as He's going to meet with these dear folks. Let's sing a song, please.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Folks, you have come to this front of the church tonight. I just got to let you know, 2,000 years ago, Jesus hung on a cross, suspended between heaven and earth. And on Him, He took the sin of the world. You see, God is righteous. God is holy. And we are sinners. We can't get to God in our own strength. There needed to be somebody who would pay the penalty price, which was death, for us. We couldn't do it ourselves. And Jesus came out of glory. He was born in the womb of a virgin called Mary. He walked a sinless life. He healed many people. He touched many lives. But he had one single mission in mind. He touched many people in this journey as he ministered for 3 years, 3.5 years. He ministered. But he had one specific goal in mind. He was headed to a place to pay the price that God had demanded for the sin of mankind. The righteous would take on the sin of the world. The face of God would be turned from him in that moment of time. And he would cry out, "Father, Father, why hast thou forsaken me?" Because God cannot look upon sin. But in that moment of time, the righteous Son of God took every single thing that you have ever done in your life was placed upon the Son of God. It doesn't matter how bad and how deep you've gone. All was placed upon Jesus Christ. And when his blood was shed, by the shedding of blood, as they put those nails in his hand and those whipped his back and put the thorns around on his head, and then when they finally put the spear in his side and that blood came flowing out from the Son of God, your sins and my sins were paid for. You never have to carry your sins again. Never again will you be separated from God, because Jesus has forgiven you. One of his cries on the cross was, "Father, forgive them." God forgives you tonight. Do you believe that? Do you believe that tonight? God forgives you. It's an amazing thing that God is going to say to you tonight, "I forgive you," just as though you have never done anything wrong. But there's one thing he asks, and that's why we spoke about trust tonight. You have to trust him to come into your life tonight by simply asking. The Bible says he stands at the door and he knocks. Revelation chapter 3. If you open your heart to him, the Bible says he will come into you and live with you. We call that being born again. You come into a new life with Jesus. From that moment onwards, he gives you the first promise. When you accept Jesus Christ into your life, he forgives you of your sin, and then he gives you the first promise, "I will never leave you or forsake you." You'll walk, when you walk out of this place tonight, you'll be walking with God. Amen. Praise God. Those at this altar tonight, you want to trust him? Do you want to trust him right now and open your heart to Jesus? Is that what you want? Is that what you want, ma'am? Then I'm going to ask you simply just to close your eyes. I'm going to repeat a prayer. It's not in my prayer. It's in your believing in your heart that God's come to meet you. Amen? I'm going to ask you just to close your eyes, and I'm going to ask you just to pray a simple prayer with me. Pray after me, nice and loud. "Lord Jesus, I've come tonight to ask you to forgive me of all my sin. I believe you have, on a cross 2,000 years ago, I'm sorry for all of my things that I've done wrong against you. Forgive me. Lord Jesus, I do hear the knock on my heart, and I open my life to you. Lord Jesus, I invite you to come into my life and to be my Lord and my Savior. I ask you from tonight to begin to lead me in your word and in my life. Lord Jesus, I believe by faith I have received you, and with a confidence I can say by faith I am a child of God. Amen. Now give him thanks tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.